Quantum computing is now a reality in healthcare. How did this come to be? I'm Jeff Legassi with Healthcare Finance News, and we'll get to the bottom of that and more in this week's top stories. Cleveland Clinic and IBM have announced the initial deployment of what they say is a potentially transformative quantum computing initiative that could turbocharge healthcare research. According to Healthcare IT News, the new IBM Quantum System 1, now deployed at Cleveland Clinic, is being touted as the first on-site private sector IBM-managed quantum computer in the United States, and will be the first such machine in the world to be dedicated solely to healthcare research. The goal is to bring that unprecedented computing power to help Cleveland Clinic speed their biomedical discoveries across an array of clinical and pharmaceutical needs. The massive new computer is part of the Cleveland Clinic IBM Discovery Accelerator project, first announced in 2021. Mayo Clinic, which offers virtual care geared toward women and families, has purchased London-based Natal to speed its expansion into the UK and other European markets. The company did not disclose financial terms of the transaction. As we see in Mobi Health News, Natal, which was founded in 2021, provides online consultations for fertility concerns, pregnancy and postpartum support, and menopause care. The company's founder and CEO, Leela Thabit, will join Maven as Regional Vice President of Global Growth and Partnerships. Finally this week, the Department of Justice and states of Minnesota and New York have dropped their appeal of the $13.8 billion merger between Optum and Change Healthcare. Healthcare Finance News reports that the plaintiffs asked for the case to be voluntarily dismissed, giving no reason for the request. The DOJ Antitrust Division dropped its appeal 9 days before its opening brief was due. Neither the DOJ nor United Health Group, Optum's parent company, released a statement or comment on the decision. I'm Jeff Legassi with Healthcare Finance News, and this has been Top Stories.